All God's Children and Blue Suede Shoes is the seventh book in the Turning Point Christian Worldview series. Dr. Marvin Olasky, General Editor. The series is being published through the joint efforts of Crossway Books, a division of Good News Publishers, and the Fieldstead Institute. This book bears a dedication. For Susanna and Jonathan, who are even more fun than the Rockford Files. Acknowledgements. Thanks to William M. Brailsford for his camaraderie in discussing words and ideas, to David Coffin for theological wisdom, to John Muther for providing me with reference material I was too lazy to find myself, to my editor, Marvin Olasky, for his patience, and to my wife, Kate, who was my faithful coach and companion as I went through the labor of giving birth to this book. Introduction. Immediately yours. The plague of terminal trendiness. Let's begin by establishing your pop culture quotient, PCQ. First, how many entertainment appliances are in your house? Count all the radios, televisions, VCRs, video cameras, cable TV descrambler boxes, television antenna controllers, CD players, cassette decks, boom boxes, turntables, graphic equalizers, receivers, and computer game units. Unless you find some very strange things amusing, don't include microwave ovens or blenders. If you're of a certain age, you may have a lava lamp in the attic. Count that, too. If it's still in your living room, count it twice. Now, count up the number of magazines you subscribe to or read regularly, excluding academic journals founded before 1958 and denominational publications. Count people, us, self, and all supermarket tabloids twice. Count TV Guide three times if you actually read it. Count Sports Illustrated four times if you ordered it just to get the swimsuit issue. Also, talk to your pastor. If you get Sports Illustrated and throw away the swimsuit issue without reading it, subtract three from your total. Count Spy twice if you laugh at it, three times if you read it regularly and don't laugh at all. Subtract three if you live within 300 miles of New York City and you've never heard of Spy. Finally, calculate how many books you've read in the last 90 days that were romance novels, detective novels, horror novels, thrillers, westerns, or any bestseller not by Alan Bloom or Stephen Hawking. Now add up the total for all three categories. Note that the PCQ does not attempt to calculate how much your life is actually influenced by the popular culture around you, but simply how many conduits of popular culture to which you are connected. If you scored less than 10, your life is semi-monastic, and you won't really enjoy or need to read this book. If you scored between 10 and 20, you probably have an average level of contact with popular culture, which means a much higher level than your parents and their parents had. If you scored between 20 and 35, you probably have a high susceptibility to terminal trendiness and chronic couch potatoism, and ought to have your cholesterol level checked. If your score was over 35, you should consider checking into the Faith Popcorn Clinic for the severely over-acculturated, or a similar institution. But first, read this book. Living in the Material World. Every generation of Christians faces unique challenges. The first century church had Caesar's lions and the Colosseum. Christians a few hundred years later, following the conversion of Constantine, enjoyed more liberty for exercising their faith, but faced the terror of Visigoth, Ostrogoth, and Bulgar invaders. Still later, the peril of plague swept through Europe, and, unlike certain biblical pestilences, showed no discrimination between the faithful and the wicked. The 16th century brought the renaissance of biblical truth in the Protestant Reformation, but it also brought religious wars and persecution by competing churches. It might seem an extreme assertion at first, but I believe that the challenge of living with popular culture may well be as serious for modern Christians as persecution and plagues were for the saints of earlier centuries.